Today's scripture reading is from Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning. Good morning. What a beautiful day in the Lord. Amen. Yes. Amen. Today's scripture is kind of course, they're all my favorite. I've got to stop saying that, don't I? But it's kind of the way it is. I like Ephesians, and I think I like them all. I like the letters of Paul, even though he does kind of get a little, you know, women being quiet and churchy, which we're not very good at. I had a professor, and she said, you know what the biggest problem was? The women were all in the back, and they wanted to know so much about Jesus that they kept making so much noise back there. And the preacher said, could they knock that off? We want to not have all that noise. So, ladies, I say to you, keep the noise up. Can I get an amen? That's what Women in Faith is a little bit about, or a lot about, because they came out of United Women, which, if I say that, I apologize, because they are women, United Women in Faith, and we got to get that right. Got to get it right. They come from a long history of women who were part of the world and making it different. Are you with me? Not that you guys aren't doing a good job most of the time, but there were a couple of things you were missing out on. And so the women said, we'd like to take this on. Paul is he's kind of an interesting person to do a little study on, and we'd be here the rest of the day talking about Paul if we did that. So we're not going to. We're going to pick out this little piece in his letter to the Ephesians. Now, the church at Ephesus was kind of going through a rough time. They were trying to build a church in a community that was a little, they had pagan temples. They had all sorts of interesting things they were worshiping. Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. They had a lot of interesting things they were worshiping and going to temples and doing. And so, imagine this amazing thing that Paul comes and says, you know, let me tell you about Jesus. So he starts telling them about Jesus. And he tells the Jews about Jesus, and he tells the Gentiles, which kind of made the Jews mad at some points. And he said, here's what I need you to hear. We're all in this together. Ooh, are you ready to hear that today, church? I kind of think we need to, maybe. And sometimes when I say something to you, you'll go, oh, what? You can push back on me a little bit. Don't do it right now, please. You can come in my office and push back on me a little bit, or call me and buy my lunch. I mean, call me and invite me to lunch, or I'll buy yours, and we'll have a discussion. I love talking about Jesus. I love talking about the Bible and the many complexities of it. And so anytime. Today's scripture, Paul is writing to the church and saying to them, heads up, pay attention to this. The gift of Jesus Christ is a gift from God. You can't earn it. You can't earn it. Wow. In a world that thinks we have to work twice as hard to earn stuff, Paul has the nerve to tell these people, you can't earn it. It's a gift. It's a God. That's where as a United Methodist, a Wesleyan, that is part of our prevenient grace. God loves you before you even know it. I love that. I kind of like being this. That's prevenient grace, that God loves you so much that he gave the gift of Jesus Christ for you. Just you. Turn and look at somebody. I love to do this. I'm so bad, but I do it way too often. Turn and look at somebody and say, you know what? Jesus is for you because of God's love. That was a lot. Jesus is for you because of God's love. Are you ready? You can't earn it. You can't earn it. Now, here's the fun part of that. But once we know Jesus, we do good things. I hope people can look at me. Oh my gosh. Well, don't look at me too heavy. Don't do that too hard. But I am not the person I used to be. And I thank God for that. When I go to a high school class reunion, they go, "You do what?" They let you do what? We talk about that for quite a while. And I am grateful for that. You see, because God prepared me for this long before I even knew it. God prepares each one of us for something before we even know it. And I'm grateful for that. So don't give up on it. Don't think that what you're doing right this moment is the thing. Oh, please don't, because I can tell you it's not. There will be more the things, and they will be good things. I want to turn our attention a little bit to our graduates. Everybody go like that. Okay. It is a good thing. Would the parents and family members of these guys, I don't want to totally embarrass you, but just a little bit. No, I don't want to embarrass you at all. But you know, we say church is a family. Well, this is what we do in my family. I guess we do embarrass each other, come to think of it. Anyway, would you stand for just about a couple of minutes? All the family members, anybody who's connected to one of these amazing people, would you stand for just a minute? You have done a good thing. I just need you to know that. On the days that come at you sometimes, you get a little nervous about, did I do it right? Did I do it right? Well, you did a good thing. Can I get an amen? Amen. Now you can sit down. I've embarrassed you long enough. I love it when Paul speaks to all the churches. Because in this conversation, these letters that he has with them, his biggest theme seems to me, he has his great themes, but I love the one most where he is trying to unify them, to understand that even as different as they are, I mean, there were Jews, there were Gentiles, there were pagans. And he said, once you come into this family, once you come into this place, you are family, and you are a good thing. I thought about what we would talk about today, and I'm grateful for the women in faith. They are a good thing. I am grateful for the graduates. They are a good thing. I am grateful for your families because they are a good thing. And as always, when I'm talking to God about the good things, because I do tend to focus on good things quite a bit. Nobody's going to steal my joy. I have a t-shirt that says that. Nobody's going to steal my joy, and I'm not going to give it away. I am ever mindful that there are sometimes not such good things that happen to us. I'm going to let you think about that for a minute, because I would wager that everybody in this room, except that perfect little good thing that's being held in his mama's arms, I hope he hasn't had a not good thing happen to him. I can't imagine it. Lots of us have had not good things. Amen? So when someone continually says, if you do this, if you do that, if you do this, if you do that, good things will happen for you. So what happens when a not good thing happens to you? Then you question the voice that's speaking the good things. I think. So here's what I'm going to say to you today. That when the not good things happen, look around this room. I'm serious. I really don't want you to kind of look around the room a little bit. When the not good things happen, if there's somebody you don't know here, I hope you'll know them before you leave here, and we're going to go downstairs and eat. And I like bacon real well, but I really like ham too, just so you know, Sarah. And I'm really trying hard to concentrate on speaking right now. But before you leave this place today, I hope you will connect with someone. Because when the not really good things happen, that's kind of what he's talking about. We're built to be together. We're built to be unified. And when you're having a rough day, you call this church office. We got a great staff here. We've got a great care team. We've got people that will try to do their level best to at least listen. Have you ever had a day when you just wanted somebody to listen so you could hold event? You knew they weren't going to fix it. Just knew they weren't gonna. But doesn't it light the load a little bit when you can call and give somebody what for, and it doesn't need to be the checkout counter person at Walmart? Or your server at McDonald's. Don't do it. That is not a good thing. Hear me now? Okay. Uh-oh. The tech groups just had to... I would love to have a microphone up there. I would love to have a microphone up there. Because I'm pretty sure they're up there speaking some truths that we probably all need to hear. Do your best to do your good things. Do your best to be a good thing. Do your best to inspire someone else to do a good thing. Now that's a big one. Because I think that's what we're here for. We're here to do our good things. We're also here to inspire others to do their good things. Do you know that sadly in my time in my life, I knew I said something to my little girl that was not the best thing I could have said to her because I was a grouchy mama. Something had gone a little sideways, and when her little face just kind of crumbles, so then I had to spend, time fixing that. You can always fix it. Well, most of the time you can fix it, but only with God's help. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. So, when you're grumpy with somebody, are you being grumpy with somebody right now? Oh, that just came to me. Anybody that's being grumpy with somebody right now, give a good prayer and try to fix it, because that'll be a good thing. If you're going through a not so good thing, call on God. Oh my gosh, can I tell you this week how many times he has sent somebody into this church that made my not so good thing a good thing? We don't have time. Think about it for just a minute. Have you had a not so good thing this week? And then it became a good thing? Well, I want to tell you, that's God working in your life. In case you didn't notice it, because sometimes we're so busy we don't notice when God's doing what God's doing. So this week, pay attention for the good things that God has planned for you. Hear that? Created in Christ Jesus to do good things which God prepared in advance for us to do. Graduating seniors, stand up a minute. This is the United Methodist Workout Sunday. Y'all didn't know that either, did you? Just because I'm on a new program, now you all are on a new program. No, I'm just kidding you. You guys are amazing. Don't let the world tell you you're not, ever. Because if they do, my phone number is 417-718-3440. And you just call me, and I will be happy to tell you how great you are. Promise? Because you're going to go long, and you're going to go far, and the world is kind of a hard place sometimes. You're probably maybe a little tired of hearing that too. But we're not kidding you. You will have decisions to make and many things to do. And we pray for you that they are good things. Thank you for standing up. Anybody wants to turn around and look at them, you better do it quick because they're not going to stand long. We are so blessed, aren't we? I thought of a really good thing, and this is what God does to me every time on a Sunday morning. I was sitting up there because I like sitting up there because I can see you all. You're a blessing to me. And as I looked back, there was somebody going like this with a little bitty head just kind of sticking up. And she's going like this. And I thought, wow, what a good thing for us to have in our church. The littles. Pray for our children, would you please? Let's pray together. Holy God, we are grateful for this time to be together, hear this beautiful music, celebrate these amazing people, grateful for these women who step in leadership roles. We are a grateful people, Lord, and we want you to know it. We also, God, want you to use us, fill us and use us, maybe in a way we never even thought before. We will do our best to do the good things. Show us, guide us. It's in Jesus' name we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, Amen. We're going to have a sending song, and I'm going to ask you to remain seated because I would like our acolytes to do their work. And I bring this to you as a asking as a special favor because Look at This is going to be celebrating a Sunday like this in the wink of an eye. And Finley, thank you for being our acolyte today so very much. Terry, are you going to help her like you helped her this morning? Because she's right there. Okay. So I'm going to ask you all to take the light into the world because that's the job of the acolyte. They come, they bring the light of Christ in, and then as we begin to end our time together, they take the light of Christ symbolically that we are the light of Christ leaving this place. So I'm going to ask you to sit and sing this song, Jesus, I Have Promised. Now be serious, because once you sing Jesus, I Have Promised, he's not kidding, he's listening. Hear this song.